Hello, my newbies. If you haven't already been here for our two podcast promos and have been literally hanging off the edge of your weight bench like I have waiting for this episode to drop, I shall reintroduce myself. I'm your host, your workout partner, your coach, and most of all, your motivator, Katie. And you are just in time for the first ever podcast episode of Swole Sister. I am so glad that you are here with me today wanting to better yourself, become more healthy, and work towards the dream body that you've always wanted. Before we dive into the juicy good information I want all of you to know, I would like to tell you basically like a little bit about my fitness journey and where I kind of began before doing all this stuff. So basically, when I was younger and in sports, I used to be super fit, super healthy, and then I quit, of course. I lost control my junior year of high school and in my sophomore year of college. For me, it was extremely tough trying to keep off weight on my body. I felt extremely discouraged every time I would go places because I felt like I couldn't live up to the beauty standard of other people. So that's when I truly began looking more into working out, how to work out, all the tips and tricks behind everything I own. So throughout this time, like, I would cut things out that I didn't need to, and I would work out every day, but not in the way I was supposed to be doing. Then I met my boyfriend now, last year, and he is a fitness guru and has taught me more than I could ever imagine and became my accountability partner and pretty much my full-time coach at that point, and has been so extremely helpful and patient in helping me understand more about fitness and its ins and outs. I ended up dropping around about 33 pounds, basically after a year of lifting weights, etc. So, here I am, wanting to help each and every single one of you become the best version of yourself. Whether it be wanting to lose weight, find a new hobby, get stronger and more toned, literally no matter what the reason is for you getting started or continuing in the gym. Alright. Enough about me and more about what we're going to be talking about in today's episode. The Beginner's Guide. Some tips and tricks in a beginner's guide needs to know and understandings while starting your fitness journey. So I brought the two most like important people in my literal life into the studio with me today to share with y'all their own stories and tips and tricks as well. So my boyfriend Jeremy and my best friend Reese, both of them have the exact same experience with me, just like wanting to better myself and themselves in the gym and become more healthy. So at first, like, when did you actually like start your own?
I guess right when I got out of college or something, I got a little tub, you know, put on like the college 15 and all that good stuff. And I kind of wasn't happy with my progress and where I was going. So I kind of got serious, started doing a lot of research and whatnot. And I ended up getting a coach myself. And after that, I kind of just figured out how everything worked. And yeah, from then on, I just been working out. So I guess it's been about 4 years straight or so.
When did you first start your own fitness journey?
When I moved to college, I started going to the gym on my own and then eventually joined Orange Theory.
So I think it's so cool. Jeremy is actually planning and working towards becoming a personal trainer. And Reese is just the most genuine fitness guru like I've ever met in quite some time. With like all the beginner's information that she has and advice, y'all. Like, seriously, this girl is awesome. So I asked them some questions about like their journeys before diving deeper basically into like the information that they wanted to share with me and share with you. All right, the first tip to start off this podcast, OMG, y'all. I am so excited to let you in on this stuff. So firstly, I know this might be like what y'all call basic, but the first question is literally, how do I start? It's literally a question I get asked all the time. But let me let you in on a little bitty secret. You just have to start. It's the only way that you will do it. But also, you only need to start for you and you only. Please, 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 I'm begging you. Please do not start because someone else has told you to or because you're trying to look away for somebody. Start for you and you only. You will always be handsome or always be gorgeous the way you are, no matter what. So every single person in that gym has been where you are. Every single person has had the beginning stages in their journey, and they do understand where you're at and they are going to be so proud of you for getting up and getting in the gym and busting your butt. You literally just have to start, y'all. You have to get up and do it. Depending like on your goals and like what you want to do and where you think your body needs to be, whether it be going and doing weight training or lifting or body weight training, cardio, or even more, it does not matter. Start basically by setting a small goal each day of your workout, and then once you accomplish like that goal, then move up towards a bigger goal, and then set an even bigger goal, and a bigger goal, and a bigger goal, like basically towards whatever you want to be in the gym or whatever you want to do in the gym. So I started with like doing 5 minutes on the treadmill of running and then 5 minutes on the treadmill of walking. And I did that for what, like 30 minutes? But basically start with setting these small goals, and basically they will literally eventually help you in the future to set more goals that you can work towards. It's honestly so easy. You can write them down in a journal. That's what I did. I got a book or like a journal or whatever, and I literally scribbled it all down. I know that like Reese and Jeremy had their own ways of like starting, so they kind of like shared that with me as well. So
how would you answer the question from somebody that says, how do I actually start my fitness journey and where should I go?
I would say join a tight-knit community at either a gym or a workout studio like Orange Theory, because that's where you're going to meet other like-minded people who are in the same position as you are.
Get out there and start going. Just start going to the gym, or just start going outside and doing like 30 minutes of activity a day and working your way into it, because you don't want to overload yourself and kill yourself going into it, because you'll get burned out so quickly.
Okay, so like I want to know y'all's feelings about those first few times when you walk into the gym, but I already have you figured out. I have an idea of how you feel. You start to sweat, you get nervous, and you literally want to turn around and walk straight out of the door.
First time you ever like stepped into the gym, like actually, like what did you feel like?
Discouraged.
What? Why?
Because I mean, you want to look a certain way, right? Like we all want to.
Well, yeah, we all want to be what we call swole, duh.
Yeah, but I mean, you see all these other people here that are all like jacked or like fit and stuff, and you kind of just feel discouraged at first, I guess, or I did anyways. But then.
Excuse me. Hell no, we're not doing that anymore. We are going to the gym and kicking its butt. So I know that walking like into the gym for the first few times is more than likely the most uncomfortable situation and insanely overwhelming thing that you will do, because it was for me. But I was absolutely terrified, especially walking into a college recreational gym. I had literally the biggest dudes I have ever seen in my entire life, towering over little bitty 5'3" me, who had absolutely zero clue what I was doing. But here is my tip to get over all that. So like I said before, you just have to remind yourself that everyone was once where you are, guys. The beginner stage of a fitness journey is honestly the most beautiful and best part, because that's when you get to remind yourself that you're getting to see the most results in just a couple of weeks. Also, listen to me right here. Confidence is key. You may or may not like know or basically like understand what you're doing, but please, seriously, just be confident. I know that takes a lot, but do not be afraid to ask for help if you need it. A spotter when you're lifting or trying to, like a new PR, by the way, that's personal record, or even how a machine works. Get in there, bust your butt, and you'll do great. Thirdly, knowing terminology. Okay, before you go into the gym, it's going to help you out a lot. And believe me, when I say a lot, I mean it. I know it's not a spelling bee. We don't do those. But you will want to understand some stuff. Do you know what a rep is? No? Okay, well, a rep is literally what it sounds like. It's repetitions. It's the number of times that you repeat a given exercise like consecutively. Repeating an exercise like multiple times can help you build muscular strength and endurance. Let's see, resistance training. This is any form of exercise that builds muscle strength and endurance, whether it be lifting, body weight training, cardio, yada yada. A superset. Okay, this is a workout that absolutely will destroy your muscles, but that burn, oh baby, that burn feels so good. So a superset is where, like, you alternate between two exercises with little or no rest in between sets. Yes, it is very hard, but you can do it. And then sets are how many rounds you do of each exercise in a certain number of times. So more definitions and terms will be posted on the Swole Sister website. It's like a dictionary, and that is linked below in the description. So please be sure to check out my website at www.swolesister.com. Fourth, I understand that it is hard to understand what you're supposed to be doing at first. I know it was for me. If you find yourself asking, do I need to work out every day? The answer is no. Please do not work out every single day. Even Jeremy and Reese agreed with me.
Thursday, Saturday, doesn't matter. Or you could work out 4 days a week, 5 days a week.
How much do you?
I used to try to do five. I used to do six, and I would do 3 days on, 1 day off, and 3 days on again. And it would swap every week, so I wasn't working out the same.
Okay, so like
the same days every week.
So they don't need to work out every single day, pretty much.
No.
No, exactly. So
if somebody were to ask you if they needed to work out every day, what would you say?
It just depends on your overall goals. Working out every single day can be very tiresome and make you kind of love-hate relationship with working out, but I would start out at least 2 to 3 times a week and work your way up from there.
Rest days are for the weak. No, this is the biggest lie I've ever heard in my entire life, and you are not going to listen to that. Rest days are for the strong, baby. You need to be taking rest days in order for your muscles to recover and to grow and to adapt. Your body will still remain getting stronger and healthier even if you don't go to the gym that day. You're not going to lose muscle. You're not going to gain weight just because you take one single rest day or two single rest days a week, y'all. So personally, I take the weekends off and in order to enjoy my family, my friends, my boyfriend, going out, etc. Guys, you cannot lose yourself and become absolutely obsessed. You'll literally experience like fatigue, tiredness, and burnout because it becomes like a chore, basically.
Okay, fifth piece of information, y'all. What different types of training does to your body.
Jeremy says it the best, as always. So I'm gonna let you hear it from the master.
Cardio strictly burns calories, but it can also build up stamina over time too. So say you go run on the treadmill for, I don't know, 10 minutes. You're probably going to be out of breath if you haven't done that in a while.
For you.
So strength training is basically what it sounds like it is, building strength over time too. So, I mean, you'll put on like your muscle. So whenever you lift weights, that's how you get like the defined lines and that's how you start putting on muscle and you can do more weight over time. So say like you squat, like starting out like 150 pounds, if you do squat like twice a week or you do like a leg exercise or a leg workout twice a week, within like 2 months, you should definitely be doing like, I don't know, 175 pounds. Like you'll see it go up over time.
Alrighty, newbies, that's all the tricks and tips I have for you during this podcast episode, and I hope that these cleared some of your questions up that I know every single beginner has. I was so happy to release this first episode, and I hope that you are so extremely excited to listen to it. I truly enjoy letting y'all know about the ins and outs and helping y'all learn more and succeeding with your fitness journeys. In the next episode of Swole Sister, we will be diving more into the importance of food, what food does, what you can and can't eat, ingredients, recipes, and so much more. So please tune in to episode 2 coming very, very soon to all of you on podcast platforms. Don't forget to subscribe to our website for additional and VIP features and memberships that includes merchandise and so much more. Get up and hit that gym, y'all. It's waiting and calling your name.